Brian Rogal joins us now from the Chicago Tribune. The DNC was the big story here last week as we do a postmortem on how businesses did. Brian, first of all, welcome to the program. And did we meet the expectations the city set for everybody?
Well, thanks for having me on. Well, I think that there was kind of a disconnect there. I mean, hotels seem to have done really well in terms of, you know, filling up their rooms, not as much as they'd thought originally. I think most hotels seem to have thought a few months ago that they were just going to be packed to the gills. And it seems like it didn't work out quite that way, but they seem happy. You know, it's like maybe 85% of the rooms that were filled.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing was, I think last week, is that restaurants downtown really, really just took it on the chin. I mean, they really got hurt. I mean, I think that they too were, you know, months ago when they heard, you know, when they were anticipating the convention, they probably were thinking, you know, diners are going to be packing their places, you know, every day. But it just didn't work out that way.
And why not? Because is it a matter of, it was location part of it? I mean, West Loop versus downtown, I mean, they're close-ish, but it's not the easiest to get around.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't really downtown because it was in West Loop. But I think the bigger thing is that there was just so much chatter about how, you know, the DNC was going to be shutting down downtown with all the road closures. And also people were worried about, you know, our protests we're hearing about. Are they going to, you know, disrupt the city? And so a lot of businesses, it seems like they were telling people to stay home. And so, you know, in some ways it was like the days of the pandemic when people were all in their home offices. And restaurants that I talked to, you know, which... And I'm sure people are aware that these days downtown restaurants really depend on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday,
yeah.
You know, because those are the days that people are downtown. But those days were just empty. And some were saying, you know, we lost 50% of our business, you know, 60%. I heard one say 70%. So it was, it was a tough week for if you were a restaurateur downtown.
Yeah, and that makes sense. The lunchtime business all gone. I know the stat you have in the story for Metra back up the idea that people were not riding the train in. They weren't coming in. I thought my commute every day this last week was easier than normal. And it reminded me of like when NASCAR comes and everyone is so fearful to come downtown that nobody does, that it ends up being a ghost town, so to say. Were there any businesses that may have seen the opposite where they actually did see an improvement? What was the model that seemed to work last week?
Well, I did talk to one restaurant that was fairly close to United Center. They just found a group that was coming to the convention that was, you know, obviously wanting to make connections with delegates and other important people. And so they just rented out the entire restaurant. And seems like they had a great time, you know, having a watch party. They had, you know, they were bringing delegates in and people they needed to talk to. And so the restaurant really, you know, seemed like they made out really well.
I wonder if part of it is that with the convention, Republican or Democrat, having been to many of them, there are a lot of parties, and a lot of those parties are either catered or have like finger food there. I wonder if a lot of people just went to the events that were already planned where there's already food.
Yeah. I mean, there seems to be a big debate about whether these conventions actually can bring, you know, can improve the bottom line of like local businesses. But one thing I heard over and over again was that, especially from the big hotels, they're like, okay, so, you know, maybe it didn't improve the bottom line of businesses as much as we thought, but, you know, the city was on, you know, national TV like every night, and there was great weather, and everybody was saying the city looks so great. There were a lot of great reports from all the delegates, and this is in the news all over the country, and it'll build a reputation of Chicago. Of course, the problem is that it's hard to quantify that. Like,
yeah.
What is that going to mean for future business? And the truth is, nobody knows, but there seemed to be a feeling that, like, okay, it's still a good thing, you know, even though it kind of shuts the city down for... shuts the downtown for at least for a couple of days. So
right, a good thing for the city, especially when it goes, especially from a term of arrest or, you know, mayhem that wasn't, you know, a successful one. And did that impact the business? I mean, a lot of businesses, people were texting in last week when we were talking about this, a lot of businesses just boarded up, which isn't a great look if you're walking downtown and going around. That, yeah, of course, they didn't do any business last week.
I did talk to some businesses who, you know, said they weren't, you know, hurt as bad as they might have been because, you know, the buildings that they were in kind of talked to them and said, hey, you know what, no one's going to be here next week, so staff up accordingly. And so, like, one restaurant, Brown Bag Seafood, actually, I'm sure a lot of people have gone there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they said, you know, they basically staffed it out like it was a Friday. And Friday is, like, the slow day of the week these days, you know, with people working from home. And so they said, you know, wasn't great, but, you know, it could have been a lot worse.
Brian, what do you make about expectations, like financial impact studies that these events always get from the city or from the people that put on these events versus the reality? Are those numbers just so skewed always that we should be learning the lesson, or maybe some business owners already have, to not necessarily believe everything they're seeing?
You know, when we you know, just as reporters, we always get these, you know, press releases from groups saying this is going to have, you know, $100 million impact, $1 billion impact. And when you really dig into those numbers, you have absolutely no idea where, you know, where these numbers are coming from. And like I say, I don't think anyone is taking into account, like, you know, what happened with restaurants last week. Like, that's just not part of people's calculation. So I think whenever you hear that, and admittedly, sometimes, you know, we have to report it.
Right.
You know, we say they say, and I think we try to inject some level of skepticism to it just to let people know. But I do think you should always treat those, treat those numbers with some skepticism.
Yeah.
Hopefully we've done that.
Right. And also, as you said, there's some sort of metrics that you can't even measure, right? Like if someone came to the DNC, they love the city so much, they come again, they book the same hotel room, that's really hard to track, right? And we don't know what that does to the city revenue overall, but that did something, right? And it's just hard to kind of follow through on all those things.
Yeah, it's just, it's impossible to track, really.
Come on, Brian, do it.
I'll never be able to do it.
Yeah. I appreciate your time, Brian Rogal. Sorry, I want to make sure I say that right, from the trip. Yeah. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
Great stuff.